This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are joined right now on the fan hotline by our good buddy, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo, and he is brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. Short week, guys. I'm trying to take care of my body, make sure I can stay up Thursday night. You know how it goes.
You don't get any Veterans Day offs, though, right? I mean, you're not like Hayward or Watt.
Nah, maybe that's coming in the next couple of years. I don't get that designation yet.
Does Dulac?
Dulac does. Yeah, he's the senior guy, so of course.
All right, Ray. Steelers injury report coming off a Sunday game now turning over to a Thursday. And you just played Baltimore. I actually think looks pretty good. Apart from Alex Highsmith, you think there's anybody in danger of missing this one?
No, I don't. According to Mike Tomlin, when he spoke with us yesterday, it was going to be a good week in that regard. So, I think Highsmith has a chance to come back for the Bengals game. That would be a big boost. So if they can get by for one more game without him, that would be huge.
Ray, do you think this game's a definition of a trap game?
It's like division games on the road, Doran. It's hard for me to characterize those as traps. But I will say this. I think we talked about this last week. I think you guys asked me about, my feel for the Ravens game. And, I wanted to pick against the Steelers just because I didn't think, they could continue their dominance over Lamar. But I did because there's just this feeling around the Steelers now, like a quiet confidence. There's something different about this team than previous teams, I think. So I will say this, the next time they lose, I'll be surprised. So let's put it that way. But again, Thursday night, short week on the road, a team, a place where you're 1-4-1 in your last, six games. It's going to be tough, but I would be surprised if they don't go out there and win.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joining us, our Steelers insider right here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, do you think that Russell Wilson will bounce back? Or a different way, I guess, of asking it is, are you concerned because he didn't really play all that well against the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been feast or famine with him in the red zone, guys. He was 3-for-4 the previous week in Washington, then 0-for-4. Even if you go back to his first start, when they scored 37 against the Jets, I think they were really good in the red zone there. And then they followed that up with another bad game in the red zone against the Giants. So, I think Arthur Smith can maybe, get some easier completions for him. There has been some pressure here in the last couple of weeks. Russell, instead of throwing the ball away, is holding on to it. That's led to some sacks and, some bad decisions. So, if there was one thing I think Arthur can do, and this doesn't even necessarily mean in the red zone, but, draw up some stuff in the short game, maybe some screen passes, some quick hitters on the outside just to get him into a better rhythm and get those receivers involved earlier as well.
What's your take on the lack of targets and catches for Pat Freiermuth? I mean, clearly, Darnell Washington has been effective and Russ has targeted him more than Pat, but it just doesn't seem like he's as involved in the game plans week in and week out as we thought he would be at the start of the season.
Yeah, Dorn, he only played 58% of the snaps against the Ravens. And how Arthur likes to use personnel packages. Last week, there was a lot of Hayward. If Pruitt is back this week, there's going to be a lot of Pruitt. He's at his best in the running game. And I think against teams like the Ravens, very good run defense, I don't think Pat's going to be involved that much. And if you're not on the field, you're not going to be involved in the passing game either. So, we'll see if that changes against the Browns. The Browns aren't as stout against the run as the Ravens were, but I'm kind of at a loss to explain it. You know, I don't think they're purposely targeting Washington more. I think it just kind of worked out that way, but they got to find a way to get Freiermuth more involved. I think he's their, right now, he's their second best receiver, and they're just not using him, you know, in that vein.
How about the guy that is their real second best receiver, Ray? Mike Williams, 9 snaps first game, but the touchdown catch, 25 on Sunday, but nada. Zip. Bupkis. You think we're going to see the ball thrown in his general direction once or twice in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's a good sign that they trusted him to play 25 snaps. Mike talked about this the other day. When George and Mike were out there at the same time, that's the reason Washington was open over the middle of the field on those few occasions. Now, I don't know why Freiermuth isn't the guy in the middle of the field. Like, you know, we could probably dissect that. But, you know, when you're playing two deep safeties and you're worried about two guys going deep down the field, that is going to open it up for some other guys. So maybe the Browns will take a different approach. You know, Jim Schwartz is a guy who's kind of always been a risk taker, so maybe he will leave some guys open on the outside. Maybe this is a week for Williams to get more involved. But I do think down the stretch, he's certainly going to be a bigger part of this offense.
Say you're living in Australia and you put on the Steeler game and you watch a Steeler game and then you put on a Browns game. You watch a Browns game. Who, in your opinion, has more effect on a football game, T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett?
I mean, I watch TJ every week, so I'm going to say TJ Watt. But
you're in Australia. Steelers. You've never watched the Steelers. You've never watched the Browns. And you put one game on at 1 p.m. and then the next game on at 4:25 p.m. Give me your opinion. You've never watched either of them before. Who would you think?
I would say probably Garrett, because I don't think he's double and triple teamed as much as TJ is. That's the only reason I say that. You know, if you turn it on and you just want to, if you understand football, I don't know, like the premise of the question is maybe Australians don't understand the American game, but I
they're fighting off snakes and giant bugs and stuff.
I'm just saying, like, take off your bias hat because you do watch the Steelers every week. If you've never watched these two teams play and you do understand football.
Yeah. No, I think TJ is the better player. I think you saw it last week, Doran. You know, he had the one sack, was kind of a coverage sack, but he was more involved in the run game. And if you're going to double and triple team him every single week, yeah, you're going to limit his sacks, but he's going to find ways to impact the game. I don't think it's any surprise that Cam Hayward is having the season he's having because of what TJ and Alex have done on the outside. He's giving opportunities to those guys on the inside every single game. And I got to bird's eye view from the press box, man. It's either a tight end or a receiver. He's having the line up as a wide nine a ton this year. I think maybe more than I've ever seen it. So he's having to deal with so much traffic to get to the quarterback. And we all know these quarterbacks are getting it out quick. So I think TJ's the better player. I'm going to continue to say that. But I know the Steelers have a ton of respect for Myles Garrett, and I know they're going to double team him and chip him as well this week.
Real quick, while it's top of mind, the Browns play more 11 personnel than just about anybody. They don't always have extra guys in, and Jameis Winston holds the ball forever. I think it's a good matchup for the Steelers pass rush. All right, Ray, say you're living in Zimbabwe. All right, I'm just kidding. Offensive line, real quick. We trust you when it comes to the Hogs. Broderick Jones, I thought better in the second half. How are you evaluating the line as a whole and then him in particular?
Well, first, Broderick, he struggled all season with penalties. He's got to clean that up. And I think eventually, that will happen. And, you know, Mike talked about it again earlier this week. He's young. He's one of the youngest guys on that offensive line, even though they've added a bunch of rookies this year. And, you know, that takes me to McCormick and Frazier, and those two guys are playing extremely well. I think that goes to show you guys that, you know, you get 23 and 24-year-olds who have 3-4 years of starting experience, and you bring them in as rookies, it's a different story than bringing in a guy like Broderick Jones, who was a redshirt sophomore and didn't play a ton of snaps in college. So I know people want to get hung up on, you know, the pedigree there and all that stuff, but In the end, Jones is going to be fine in time. Might not be until next season, but in time, he'll be fine. And I'm just, I've been super impressed with not only Zach Frazier, but Mason McCormick, too. Both those guys are aggressive, physical, exactly the types of players that Andy Weidel wanted in the system.
Ray, this was tremendous as always. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, thank you, Ray. Yeah. When you look at when you start looking at poisonous animals, like they all live in Australia.
Yeah.
That's a place I've never had any. I never wanted to go to Australia.
And great white sharks.
What?
That's where they're all at.
So you run away from the snakes and the scorpions and things of that nature, and you try to go to the sea, and then you get eaten by a great white shark.
Correct.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm good.
I hear it's beautiful, great beaches, but when you need to sleep with a mosquito net, I'm out.
And they're like
big.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're way bigger than normal.
Yeah, they're like Darnell Washington compared to Connor Hayward.
Compared to me.
Well, yeah, right. Like, if you are the average everyday mosquito, Darnell Washington would be there.
I'd be more like a gnat.
We've had gnats in our house lately.
Same here. Like, the fruit flies.
Yeah, is that a cold thing? Text us, 412-928-9370.
A lot of them.
A lot of them. And we can't, you know, we run a tight ship. We got clean houses. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, everywhere. My daughter pisses her off. Daddy, there's a fruit fly in my oatmeal. Okay, eat it. Protein.